This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast on this Thirsty Thursday, the return of Thirsty Thursdays. And if you're a first-timer, we appreciate it. You might, I think it is the first time we've ever talked about Thirsty Thursdays on the podcast, but what Thirsty Thursdays are is where we pay homage to our favorite drinking song. You know, we're not encouraging it, but I mean, you can't have a country radio station without having some drinking music in there somewhere. And on days when we don't have, you know, country female artists coming in or representatives from, you know, local government or county officials, it's Thirsty Thursday. So, always to my right, Breezy 101 Brother Breck. You can catch him on The Breakfast Show. Of course, the B-Team Podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you're not only here on The Breakfast Show, but BMO in the morning. Go to kicks96news.com for all the details and info on that. But do you have a favorite drinking song of all time? Because I'm stuck when it comes to that. That's like asking a parent who their favorite child is for me. So give me like three if you can.
It's kind of like Friends in Low Places, right? I mean, it's not really about drinking. Mean, it's just kind of about drinking.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, that's the drinking song.
Yeah.
Raise a glass. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that one's good. I think I'll just stay here and drink.
Classic. Definitely top five.
Then probably like Drinking Problem.
Drinking Problem from Midland.
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah, earlier this year, we had a friend of ours who was booking a private birthday party. Was it a 50th? I think it was a 50th. Ask us to find out how much it would cost to book Midland. Do you remember how much that was? It was like $300,000.
It was a lot.
Yeah. For a band that's got 8 songs.
It was over their budget.
Yes, it was. I just love how people say, hey, you know people, how much would it cost to have this band booked? I'm like, look, I can get your brother Breck for $350.
Give me for $100. What are you talking about?
Hell no. If I'm pimping you, we're making money.
I know Steve Azar, but I don't know how much he charges to come. I got Steve's number on my phone. I can text him, but I don't know how much he charges to come to like do a concert or anything. Yeah, we know people. Don't mean we know what they're.
Yeah, we don't know their business.
I bet they don't even know how much they charge.
No, that's why they have managers.
Yeah, but they don't even know how much it costs for them to come somewhere.
I want to see somebody walk up to, hey Garth, I'm having a little party on Saturday. Yeah. How much would you charge me to come over and play for a couple hours?
Yeah. You know, Garth, he'd probably do it for free.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he would, too. Drinking songs, my favorite, definitely in there, would be Just Stay Here and Drink from Haggard. Got to have that one in there. Whiskey Ain't Working. That's a little good. Travis Tritt.
Marty Stewart.
Number one is so hard. God, number one is hard. There's so many of them you can put up there. But I'm going to go off the normal beaten path, and I'm going to throw in Gretchen Wilson, One Budweiser.
Okay.
That's a great title to a beer song if there ever was one.
Neon Moon's a good song.
Yes. But to be One Budweiser, that's pretty damn clever.
Yeah.
Of course, we do appreciate you listening. Make sure you share and tell a friend. Of course, the B-Team Podcast merchandise is available and up at Instagram, Facebook, and, of course, if there's something you're interested in, you can always reach out to us by a private message. But we look forward to bigger and better things coming up. Trekker Ball Caps, I've got to get together with Miss Ashley because I know I keep getting bombarded. When are we going to do stuff for females? I'm like, females will wear ball caps?
Yeah.
I mean, I can get some, you know, girly t-shirts in there, but you know, we're not gonna put
get some garters. 15 garter. Maybe a brassiere. Or something like that.
Can you imagine a B cup?
I'm saying, right? You want something for women. What else can we get for them?
I can get, for those of you interested in Brother Breck's phone number, reach out to me in private message. Anyway, Thirsty Thursday's rolling through, and if we got all kinds of fun. It was fun hanging out with Lolly Dude yesterday.
The dude.
Yes, he is something else. You missed the luncheon.
Everybody was gone.
It was funny. We were all next door because Lolly's leaving for lunch. We're all over there with everybody from the office, and Brett calls me, and he goes, hey. Yeah. Where's everybody at?
That was a bomb threat on the building. Come back and ain't nobody. Did the tower fall down again?
So, no, man, we're all next door.
There was nobody here. I was like, well, did I miss something? Everybody got raptured and my heathen ass got left behind. They took the cars with them.
Which is funny because coming up, we're going to talk our social subjects and more right here on the B-Team Podcast.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, it is the 16th day of December. 2 days away from my oldest boy's birthday. Man, I cannot believe he is getting up there. I'm feeling old. Of course, on Saturday, not only is it Peyton's birthday, but Mason is going to visit his grandparents and see his mom for Christmas. Awesome. First time ever, dude, that he has not been home for Christmas. And I'm kind of tripping on it.
Uh-huh.
However, I am going home to Florida, fly out of here, and hit the road for a day. Because we're working a half day on Christmas Eve. We're off Christmas Day because it's Saturday.
Who's working half? I ain't working on Christmas Eve.
You ain't working, I ain't working. I guess that solves that whole problem. But looking forward to going home. We were talking about this the other day. I haven't been home for Christmas since 2012. That's a long-ass time.
Yeah, damn.
So looking forward to that and seeing everybody. But again, of course, it is a Thirsty Thursday. We love our drinking songs on Thursday. You can catch that on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96. Brother Breck from Breezy 101 and host of The Breakfast Show. We invite you to check that out as well. Our social media pages you can find by going to The B-Team Podcast MS on Facebook and Instagram. Love our social subjects. And today, I got some that I didn't write specifically for you, but people are going to swear that I did.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Well,
we asked people in our social subjects today, name something your ex was good at. Some of the answers included spending my money while cheating on me.
The worst.
Bouncing checks.
That's even worse.
Believing my lies.
Oh, that's your fault.
Manipulating, using, and taking, then making it feel like it was my fault when things didn't go well. And nagging.
Okay. Ah. Good. Nagging.
And
good.
Since my son is going home to see his mother, and I never, ever talk smack about his mother in front of him. I try not to. You know, life is negative enough. Something that my ex was good at. Baking cookies. Baking cookies.
Y'all got to be good at something.
That woman could bake in a kitchen like nobody's business, boy. You put sprinkles on it.
Mom would be taking 7 hours to text back.
7 hours to text back? Well, I was going to say, is this the same one that gave you the, you know, the nice...
The cooler a week before she broke up with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? It was the Yeti, wasn't it?
No, it's like an off-brand Yeti.
Oh, okay.
It's still like $100-something cooler.
I was going to say, if you got a Yeti, man, I've...
Yeah, it's like $100-something. Like I said, she just didn't really think it through.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to break up with me a week later, gift card. You know? I mean, just be...
Take it to McDonald's.
Yeah, be strategic about these things. You know? It's not... Like if I was considering breaking up with someone, I'm not going to drop that much money on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to fly to Hawaii.
Yeah, at that point, like, I don't even care. You know, it's what I mean. I'm great. I got it. It's cool. It's nice cooler. I still use it. You know, but still, it's just like on your part.
Right.
Sweetie, it just wasn't a great idea, not very strategic to do that. But, you know, whatever. That's what it is.
Yeah.
No hard feelings.
Do you have any exes that you're still friends with?
Yeah, all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Even her?
I mean, we don't talk that much, but like when there was a tornado down in her hometown a while back, I messaged her to make sure they were all okay.
Yeah, okay.
You know, yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I'm not a terrible human being.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm fine. You know me.
Yeah, you pretty much get along with everybody.
Yeah, I don't hold any grudges or anything. I mean, we're not going to be going out and partying together, but we don't hate each other.
Now, without getting descriptive with names. Is there any of your exes that you miss?
No.
No?
No.
See, I have friends of mine. I have friends of mine who talk about exes constantly. And I'm like, if you're talking about them, then why aren't you with them? And their answer is always the same. There's a reason they're called exes. And then shut what we call the hell up about them.
Close the door.
Yes, turn the page. Set what we call the hell on.
Yeah.
But no, I
No. Listen, they're all.
I'm like you.
Didn't work out for a reason, right? So yeah. Since
exactly
going back to it.
Exactly. But if they needed something, they know they could call. And I'm not talking about something stupid. If the poop hit the fan, they knew who they could call. And depending on the set of circumstances and things of that nature, yeah. I'd always do what I can. We also asked, what are some food combinations that sounded really weird but taste amazing? Some of these will blow your mind.
The one that comes to my mind off is like French fries that dipping in your Frosty.
Yes.
You know, it's just the one that, you know.
Yes. Guilty as charged right
here.
Yeah.
That's just the first one I thought of.
Don't laugh at me, but Lay's potato chips and Nutella.
Okay, I mean, it's just sweet and salty. Similar to the similar to the French fry thing.
Some of their answers today included hot dogs and banana peppers. Well, that's good.
Hey, that's
not good. I know that sounds good. Fries and ice cream. Brought that up with the Frosty. Yeah. In Texas, they like chili spices on mango. Yes, that's true. They do that in California and Nevada. They have people that will come by and sell you fruit, pineapple, mango, melons, whatever. And they put this chili spice on it.
Okay.
But it's got like sugar in it. And it's really weird. Granny Smith apples on grilled cheese. I have never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, no, I neither.
I mean, now down here we have, you know, the Kool-Aid pickles. Yeah. At certain wedding receptions, we have moonshine pickles.
Yeah, that was good.
So.
Tell you what, my dad used to dip Cheetos in mayonnaise.
Really? Huh.
I don't like mayonnaise.
Now, I'm a guy that likes to put potato chips on any sandwich he makes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, you get your ham, your cheese, your salami.
Yeah, you got to have a chip with the sandwich.
Yeah, it's the texture thing.
Yeah.
This one I've been waiting for all day. Are you ready, Anya? You ready?
Mm.
You're the last person on Earth. What do?
I walk around naked.
Why?
Because I can.
I would say I would walk around naked and go to Walmart because I know I would run into someone that I know at Walmart. Because it never fails. You go somewhere like that, just running out of the house. You walk out there in sweats, you know.
That's why I don't go to Walmart.
I know, but when you have those emergencies, let me go to Walmart looking like a bum, and I'm going to run into 20 people I know, especially in this town. Never fails.
I choose if I do go, I'll go at like 9:30 at night, 9:45. Yeah. See, when we're at Starkville, Walmart's open all night.
Oh, yeah?
So we just go do our grocery shopping and do everything at like 2 in the morning.
I've been to that Walmart. It's a super Walmart.
Yeah, we just go like 2 in the morning and do all their stuff and be done.
They have that Mississippi State section right up front.
Yeah.
I saw something and I almost bought it for you for Christmas. And I'm like, man, even Brother Bright may kind of look at me funny for this. Do you know that they have Mississippi State sports coats?
Yeah.
And I saw that and I'm like, he would rock this. Yeah. I know he would. But I saw that and I went, wow.
Seen plenty of fratties wear them.
Yes. So you're the last person on Earth. What do you do? Some of the answers included, do whatever the hell I want, eat and sleep. Another person wrote, turn off the lights. I like this one. Someone apparently had way too much time to answer this. Clean this blank hole up and start over again from scratch. Keep a fertility freezer supply running on top priority. Test tube life, pyramid style, useless. I'm short-timing myself. That is, like I told you, he had way too much time.
Oh, yeah.
And our last social subject of the day. Parents, what do you do if you find out that your child was cheating on someone? I am not involved because he will learn or she will learn on their own why you don't do it. You never saw me do it. You do it, shame on you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
karma's a bitch, dude.
I mean, I'm thinking if they're like in high school, then whatever. That's, you know, what it is. But if it's like
serious, and like if it comes to marriage and stuff, then I think you got to step in, at least give an opinion.
Well, it says your child. So I'm guessing, you know, I guess that set of circumstances, of course, when you're older.
Yeah.
Because when they're older, there's marriage and then there's kids and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's not a big, I'm not going to say it's not a big deal in high school, but still, you know, things that happen in high school really aren't a big deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one of those live and learn. But, like, if it's a child that's, you know, getting married or is married, then I think you kind of have at least an obligation to say, hey, you know, give some advice on the situation.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know me, I'm a mind my own business person to the T, you know, but like if any of my friends ever did that, I would feel bad if I didn't say, hey,
yeah,
listen, dude, you're being an idiot.
This is the man that you want with you when you're having a good time, because not only will he be your drinking buddy, but he's also Jiminy Cricket and he will have that conscious moment. Hey, dude. I don't know if I'd be hitting on her because you've got a wife.
I've grabbed a few callers and pulled some guys' friends back before.
Back home.
Yeah, I've grabbed a few. Damn it. Stay right here with me. Don't go anywhere. I've done that.
Does she have a friend? She doesn't? Then you need to stay your ass right here with me. It's the B-Team Podcast. It's the B-Team Podcast, third and final segment. We thank you so much for tuning in again today. Please, 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 please. Spread the word. If it's your first time listening, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Here's the thing that most people don't know about this. Your subscription is free. You can listen on Apple Podcasts. You can listen to that for free. You can listen on Google Podcasts for free. You can listen on Spotify for free. Please spread the word. Tell people how to get hooked up and pass this on. I mean, we enjoy doing this because we just love doing it. But, again, it takes a lot of work. This ain't easy.
No.
I mean, he comes in and spends his time with me. I put it all together. I produce it, book the guests when we do have them. And it's a lot of work. So, please, spread the word. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. And, again, it's pennies, but every penny counts. And, again, the swag, that ain't free.
No.
I pay money, lots of money, to have these things for y'all. So please, I'm not harping. I'm just saying, please, just subscribe. It means the world to both of us. So we appreciate that. Now, been in the business 7 years. Just celebrated your 7th anniversary of doing mornings. Prior to that, you did the play-by-play. You've done news. As a news anchor, what was some of the stupidest, or does any story stand out from a stupidity standpoint? Have you ever read something or reported something and just shook your head while you were reporting it?
People afraid of the chicken in the parking lot. There was a chicken in the parking lot and it was like, it's chasing people. Like it's a chicken. You know?
I remember that. And then Yvonne, terrified of the alligator-like creature outside the house, which turned out to be a gecko. We had to call Kenneth Georgian on that, who was our local wildlife expert. He's also the director of the Itala County Farmers Market and the local FFA program at the VOTEC. But the chicken story. No one stands
up. It's a chicken.
Yeah. Why are you terrified of a chicken?
It's a chicken. And it wasn't even like a rooster. Like, roosters can be jerks.
Yes.
Roosters can come after you, and they're pretty aggressive, and some of them, they can be kind of scary. This was a tiny chicken.
Yes.
And it was just hanging out in the parking lot. People were scared of it. Said it was chasing people. I was like, it's the chicken.
I saw this story and I said to myself, I got to share this with Brother Breck. Enjoy.
Well, Delaware State Police didn't have to go far to recover money stolen in a bank robbery. They say the suspect tried to deposit the cash into his own account at the same bank. McRoberts Williams handed a note to the teller at the Wells Fargo. And after he got the cash, police say he stepped right outside, deposited it into the ATM. He took off, but they captured him at a nearby shopping center.
Genius. Genius, genius, genius.
I don't know where that happened, but that sounds like something somebody in Merced would do. Atwater, California, as I like to call it. Oh, my God. But who in the hell robs a bank, runs out the door, oh, wait a minute, let me make a deposit at the same bank that I just stole the damn money from?
Come on now. Buddy, not working with a full deck. Can't be.
I laughed so hard when I saw that. I just shook my head and said, damn.
It's like there was a criminal one time that was holding up the convenience store, gas store, or whatever, and had a bunch of stuff. Ended up, you know, having some beer, right?
Right.
And then the cashier told him, was like, you can take everything else, but I can't give you the beer unless you show me some ID. So the genius showed the ID. And then the cashier was like, okay, you can take the beer. And then had the guy's ID right there. Come on now.
In other news, speaking of stupidity, I saw this and I said to myself, if I was the officer on scene, I'm not exactly sure how I would handle this, but you'll love this. A woman. You ready?
Yeah.
In Duval.
Duval!
Which is in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, the county that Jacksonville, Florida is in.
Duval. Right.
Just what they say there.
Yes. Admitted to poisoning her longtime boyfriend by spiking his lemonade with antipsychotic medication because...
Oh, good God.
Yeah. Because he wouldn't shut the blank up.
Well, people talk too much.
The 54-year-old woman called the cops after giving a man just enough of the drug to quiet him down, but less than a lethal amount. She yelled at the cops when they arrived, yeah, I did it because he wouldn't shut them up.
Yeah, we done it. So
only in Duval.
I'm trying to figure out, they're probably her meds, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if she's doing something like that, they're probably her meds. So I feel like you can just
apparently
get antipsychotics willy-nilly. That's one of those, like, yeah, you got to.
And other stupid news, a woman in Mobile, Alabama. This has got Duval written all over it, but it's not. She stole more than a dozen guns from a home because she needed bail money.
So, she's going to pawn them?
The woman was staying in the home of the people that she stole the 14 guns from. She was later caught and arrested. She confessed to taking the guns so that she could sell them and pay bail. The woman had 17 active felony warrants for fraudulent use of a credit card and theft.
I was about to say, what, if she's out, then she's...
No, she was trying to make bail for someone else.
Oh, okay. I was like, if she's out, then she's got... She doesn't need bail.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But she steals these guns to pay for somebody else's bail with 17 active felony warrants, fraudulent use of credit cards, and theft.
Wow. Wow.
Genius.
Dumb crooks, man.
Only.
I mean, I guess most criminals aren't the smartest in the world.
No.
You like that whole, like, master criminal that they portray on, like, TVs and movies. It's very rarely that that's the case.
You know what blew my mind most about law enforcement and criminals and things of this nature? Because you hear that someone will always brag about something they did. And it's true.
Yeah.
If you wait it out, somebody will be stupid enough to admit to doing a crime.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. What's the good of the crime if no one knows that you did it?
Exactly.
You know, because even with, like, it's like a narcissistic thing. And
right.
With, like, serial killers, too, right? Serial killers say that kind of stuff because, you know, they have a thing and they want people to know.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And
oh, yeah.
And another thing is, like, you know, people, the media portrays serial killers as, like, smart and, like, super geniuses.
No,
they're not.
No.
Most of them are not.
The,
like, less than 1% of them are like that. Most of them are just not smart.
I think one of the most intelligent, but he was also crazier than hell, was Bundy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And he was just out there. Absolutely out there. Wrapping things up before we get out of here, we were talking earlier about some very weird, you know, flavors. Survey of 2,000 Americans looked at people's flavor preference and found that new trends on the horizon are as follows. 46% saying they're interested in trying a mint chocolate flavored item. 36% said they are open to lemongrass flavored foods. And 34% said that they want to try honey in 2022.
Honey before?
Apparently not. I saw this too, and you know, with all the things that we've got going on, you ready? There is now This is the craziest thing I've ever seen. A hot Flaming Cheeto shortage.
Oh, that's a big deal, though.
Yeah. But there is a Flaming Cheeto shortage. I mean, you know, forget the fact that we can't get Christmas presents. Forget that there's, you know, Kraft is now paying people $20 not to make cheesecake this year because there's a Philadelphia cream cheese shortage. Now we have to deal with the Flaming Cheetos.
No hot Cheetos, man. I'm telling you, hot Cheetos are good, though. People love them. You know, you go to a basketball game here in Casa Disco, and if you get, you can get hot Cheetos. You know, you get nachos, right?
Right.
But the chips are hot Cheetos.
Wow.
Not like regular nachos chips. You got the cheese.
Yeah.
But the chips are hot Cheetos. So you got hot Cheetos, dipping them in some nacho cheese.
Speaking of food, guess who's back on the cover of Wheaties for the record 19th time?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan. The basketball legend will be featured on not one, but two limited edition boxes in commemoration of the iconic cereal's 100th anniversary. They have a special gold foil edition and then the more traditional version, which went on sale on Tuesday. It's already sold out online. You can't even get the gold foiled, but it's gone. You ever buy a box of Wheaties?
No.
It's the nastiest thing in the world.
It's like hay bales.
Mm-hmm. Now, I won't lie. I have bought Wheaties boxes and gotten rid of the cereal.
Well, yeah, that's what you
know,
do.
For, you know, the Chicago Bulls run when they had their championship runs. Chicago Bears when they won their first and only Super Bowl. I've got Wheaties boxes for both of the Buccaneers' Super Bowl appearances. But that is the nastiest thing in the world. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the B-Team Podcast. Again, we thank you so much for listening today. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. And again, if it's your first time, welcome. Subscribe. Tell somebody, subscribe. We appreciate it. Tomorrow, TGIF.
Friday.
Are we both going to be here?
Going to get down on Friday. Yeah, I think so. I haven't asked about taking off, so I'll probably be here.
That's it. Say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at Kix96News.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at BTeamPodcastMS@gmail.com.